Johnson, what do you make of the new Western Concourse?
I think it's utterly beautiful. It's a temple of public transport, and it's not just an amazing venue. What it will do is unlock that huge development regeneration site, 67 acres of brownfield land to the north, where there are going to be thousands of new homes, businesses, creating jobs for decades to come.
£550 million for this and the square out the front. Do you think it is value for money?
Just because investment in public transport not only delivers the capacity here at King's Cross for 55 million people, but also unlocks that huge site, brownfield site, just to the north, 67 acres, where there are going to be jobs, homes, thousands of new businesses and employment for generations to come.
Certainly spectacular. Do you think you'll get TfL stations, Crossrail stations, quite like this in the future? Is this the last one of these stations we're going to see quite like this?
As you know, Tom, one of the things we've had to do with Crossrail is take some of the cost out, and we've certainly de-scoped some of the stations, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to be very elegant, beautiful structures as well. You'll have to wait and see, but the drawings that I've seen are very, very impressive.
Finally, names. Have you come up with any names yet? Some people are calling it the string vest.
I think at the opening of any new landmark building, people compete to baptise it. I suppose it's, you know, is it the sombrero? Is it the horseshoe mushroom? Is it a gigantic UFO? Is it the world's biggest ever example of a half-eaten macaroon? Or is it, as I think, a cathedral of British design and engineering, a magnificent addition to London's transport infrastructure?